The January 2004 report is also among the few internal documents that directly charges the military with using torture. It says, "There is evidence that suggests 311th MI, the 311th Military Intelligence Battalion, personnel and/or translators engaged in physical torture of the detainees." The investigating officer, whose name was blacked out of the released documents, wrote that the guards at the Mosul facility came from three infantry units of the 101st Airborne and were poorly trained and encouraged to abuse prisoners. No one in the division was punished for the abuses, over which General Myers held command responsibility, as he did for the cover-up that lasted until the ACLU intervened. Given his overall command of the armed forces, General Myers was also directly responsible for setting up the torture regime at the Guantanamo prison and then exporting it to Iraq. The first commandant at Guantanamo after 9/11 was Brigadier General Rick Backus, an officer in the Rhode Island National Guard. He ran the facility as a conventional prisoner of war camp, which irritated Pentagon civilian officials who wanted to implement a whole list of aggressive new interrogation techniques. In October 2002, General Myers removed General Backus, allegedly for coddling detainees, and replaced him with Major General Jeffrey Miller, a former artillery officer who had never before held a post connected in any way to intelligence work. And yet, Miller was now ordered to increase the flow of actionable intelligence from Guantanamo. In pursuit of this, General Miller introduced direct assaults on prisoners, prolonged shackling in uncomfortable positions, loud music, sexual humiliation, the threat of dogs, and many other forms of torment. FBI agents who were assigned to Guantanamo were alarmed by what they witnessed there and reported back to Washington via classified emails, some of which the ACLU was able to have declassified. On a couple of occasions, I entered interview rooms to find a detainee chained hand and foot in a fetal position to the floor with no chair, food, or water, the FBI agent wrote on August 2, 2004. Most times they had urinated or defecated on themselves and had been left there for 18 to 24 hours or more. In one case, the agent continued, the detainee was almost unconscious on the floor with a pile of hair next to him. He had apparently been literally pulling his own hair out throughout the night. The result was that the inspectors of the International Committee of the Red Cross accused the U.S. military of using tactics tantamount to torture on captives held at Guantanamo Bay. At the same time, these methods failed to produce good intelligence. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Cristino, an intelligence officer at the Pentagon with 20 years' experience, told David Rose, author of Guantanamo, The War on Human Rights, most of the information derived from interrogations at Guantanamo appears to be very general in nature, so general that it is not very useful. According to Cristino, Guantanamo had not helped to prevent a single terrorist attack.